Sponsorship of this KQED podcast is provided by UC Santa Cruz, chosen by the National Cancer Institute to launch the Cancer Genomics Hub in the quest to decode cancer. More information available at ucsc.edu.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Penny Nelson in for Rachel Miro. Governor Jerry Brown is calling for winter blend gasoline to be released now instead of later in the month to drive down prices at the pump. The cost of gas in California soared in the past week to a record-breaking average of $4.65 a gallon. A scientist with ties to the Golden State is awarded the Nobel Prize for Medicine this year. Shinya Yamanaka is an investigator at UCSF's Gladstone Institute in San Francisco, as well as Kyoto University. He's recognized for advancing our understanding of how cells and organisms develop. Yamanaka shares the award with British researcher John Gurdon. On a side note, the Nobel Foundation has not been immune to the tough financial climate. The foundation has lowered the prize money it awards by 20%. Congressman Pete Stark, a 20-term incumbent, has not been in a close election for decades. But California's top two primary and newly drawn districts have changed the rules. This year, Stark is facing another Democrat, City Councilman Eric Swalwell, to see who will represent District 15, a sprawl of suburban cities stretching from Hayward to Pleasanton, south and east of Oakland. As part of our Election 2012 series, KQED's Cy Musica reports on this close race between a veteran wielding the power of incumbency and an ambitious novice.
Pete Stark has specialized in health care during much of his 40 years in Congress. He's helped pass some of the nation's most far-reaching health care laws, including the new Affordable Care Act and COBRA, which lets workers and their families keep their health coverage after a layoff.
So that I consider myself an expert in that area, but there's lots to be done. I would like to work until we see that every resident in the United States has access to health care, regardless of their income or health status.
And voters in this heavily Democratic district have always been happy to give Stark more time to finish the work. But this year, he has to fight for their votes.
In a regular primary, Pete Stark would have won, and he'd be facing almost a certain victory over a weak Republican opponent.
Jack Pitney teaches political science at Claremont McKenna College.
But in a Democrat versus Democrat race, there's a very reasonable chance that he could end up out of Congress.
Pitney notes Stark has a number of strikes against him. More than half of this redrawn district is new to Stark, and Pitney says Stark has squandered the power of incumbency and the political clout that usually brings by antagonizing Democrats and Republicans alike with nasty personal attacks.
He's among the most despised members of Congress.
Stark's Democratic colleagues even passed him over a few years ago when he was in line to become chair of the House Ways and Means Committee.
That was a stunning, stunning rebuke.
Stark's crankiness is well known to some Bay Area business leaders. Carl Guardino heads San Jose's Silicon Valley Leadership Group, a trade association. He says he sent a group of startup CEOs to meet with Stark in Washington a few years ago.
He came in cursing, yelling, saying profanity to these people. Whether you agree with people on policy or not, we need to treat each other with respect.
Asked about that incident, Stark said he didn't recall it.
If I was short with him, I'd certainly apologize. I do tend to find that people who oppose helping children and helping provide medical care to the poor, I tend to not like them.
There have been other slips during the campaign, though, that have some wondering if Stark, 80 years old, is still up to the job. Two examples. Stark accused his opponent without evidence of taking bribes, then apologized, and wrongly accused a newspaper columnist of making political donations to his opponent, then apologized. And such incidents have energized the campaign of his 31-year-old challenger.
Hi, I'm Eric Swalwell. I'm running
for the United States
Congress. Okay, I'm not selling anything, just running for Congress.
Okay.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
I'm a city councilman over in Dublin and a prosecutor.
Okay. What's your name, Eric?
Swalwell.
Swalwell, okay.
While Stark spent most of the summer working in Washington, Eric Swalwell, a county prosecutor and Dublin city councilman, has been campaigning hard. He's knocked on thousands of doors in neighborhoods like this one in San Ramon, a suburb of big houses and cul-de-sacs east of Oakland. Swalwell finishes his campaign day at a house party in Castro Valley.
But I'm running because I know this area well.
I want to see nothing but the best for the area where I grew up, and I believe that the person I am running against is at the root of the problem in Congress.
The root of the problem, Swalwell says, because Stark is among the most partisan members of Congress and because he's lost touch with his district, settling his wife and young children in Maryland. Stark comes home to the district for town halls, but less often than some of his Bay Area colleagues. Teresa Brana says Swalwell's won her over. Still, I asked why she'd trade a veteran lawmaker for someone who hasn't even finished his first term on the city council.
Eric, I think, is awesome. It's time for a new generation. You know, nothing stays the same, and we all kind of get old and tired. And, you know, Pete, he did a lot of really good things. But it was time for him to just be a grandpa.
Swalwell has a strong grassroots campaign, but Stark has had 40 years to build his political network. The result is name recognition and the loyalty of many in the district, including Hayward Mayor Mike Sweeney. He and others dismiss Stark's flaring temper as a minor flaw in someone who's a champion of average Joes and Janes needing a voice in Washington.
Whether it's getting money for local communities like Hayward to hire more police officers or helping us start after-school tutoring programs through our library, or standing up to special interests that want to undo Social Security or eliminate Medicare, he's there and he's in touch and he's fighting the right fights for us.
Stark's incumbency also brings benefits like endorsements from congressional colleagues, President Obama, and most labor unions, plus a powerful get-out-the-vote operation.
My name is Pat, and I'm a volunteer with the Eden Area United Democratic Campaign.
Pat Payne was staffing a Democratic Party phone bank a few days ago.
Thank you very much. And Pete Stark is running for re-election for Congress.
Assets like these were always more than enough in the past when Stark was running against a Republican. But against a fellow liberal like Swalwell, Stark will have to prove he's still the best Democrat for the job. For the California Report, I'm Cy Musiker.
For complete election coverage, including our handy guide to state propositions, go to californiareport.org/elections. That's the California Report for Monday, October 8th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Penny Nelson. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by URS, a global engineering and construction firm working to improve California's public infrastructure, preserve the state's natural resources, and strengthen the environment. URS.com. The California Healthcare Foundation, ideas and innovations to improve healthcare for all Californians. On the web at chcf.org. And Chevron, committed to helping California grow by supporting small businesses and investing in education. More information available at chevron.com.